Introducing Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclico's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclico Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB, AMYZF, and Frankfurt 2AM. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Mike Swanson, editor of WallStreetWindow.com. Welcome back to the show, Mike.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. It's been an interesting couple weeks since we last spoke, that's for sure.
The U.S. dollar, is it going to remain hot?
Well, I think that's the most interesting thing that's got my attention right now. So the U.S. dollar had a tremendous rally this year. And really, at one point around Labor Day, it was just about the only thing going up because gold and silver, even though they did great in January and February and had been outperforming the S&P 500, the price of gold did peak out once it got to about 2075 in March, and it had been trending down. And the stock market obviously was doing terrible. So the U.S. dollar index was the only thing that was still going up when you looked at things around Labor Day. But now I think this whole trend is really shifting and coming to an end as far as the U.S. dollar rally. And first of all, the U.S. dollar index broke down on a technical basis. If you draw a trend line connecting the lows since New Year's, it broke it. And now it broke the 50-day moving average about 3 weeks ago. And as we're speaking today, it's below the 150-day moving average. And in fact, last week, the U.S. dollar index had its biggest two-day decline in 10 years. Since 2009, over 10 years. This is going to be bullish for gold and silver. But, you know, the people in the United States, the financial media, it's all about the NASDAQ. It's all about the S&P 500 and the daily gyration. And now, this FTX scandal has exploded. It's a giant crypto exchange going under. It sounds like a lot of very crooked and horrible things have been going on there, but other exchanges are now suspending their withdrawals too. And that's the story that's really catching everyone's attention. But I think this U.S. dollar index is the more important story, more, you know, going forward. I would just say to the people caught up in crypto, that you were told by the gurus, the crypto gurus, that if the dollar fell, crypto would go up and Bitcoin would go up. Well, the U.S. dollar index had its biggest two-day decline in years, and during those 2 days, Bitcoin crashed. So I would suggest that what you've been told about Bitcoin by these people isn't real, and if you are concerned about inflation, the value of the U.S. dollar, it's gold and silver, that's the answer. And then there, and also, if you are looking to play the stock market rally, because it has been rallying for about a month, I would also suggest that the thing to do, and I've said this many times on your show, if you want to beat the market, and that's what serious traders and professionals aim to do, the way to do it is to be in those things, beating the performance of the benchmark averages, beating the performance of S&P 500. So go and look at those things that have been doing that since August and get involved in them. And mining stocks in gold and silver are at the top of that list. they've been outperforming the market on a relative strength basis since New Year's of this year. And even though they did pull back in the summer, they've been outperforming since Labor Day, since that Jackson Hole meeting right before it. And I think that's they're going to continue to do so going forward, because there is an important fundamental reason for the breakdown in the dollar. It's not simply that the dollar broke a couple of technical levels, but that the whole reason the U.S. dollar index was rallying was that the Federal Reserve was raising interest rates at a faster pace than other central banks around the world, and now they're not going to do that anymore. They've basically implied, and the Fed fund futures are betting on this, that they're going to raise rates by 50 points in December instead of the 75 points that they've been doing the last couple of meetings. So the size of the rate hikes is shrinking, and at the same time, the United Kingdom Central Bank, the European Central Bank, among others, but they're the most important ones, are going to play catch-up. And that's what's, you know, making, I think it's going to make other global currencies, major ones, perform better than the U.S. dollar index, which is good for gold and silver.
We'll have more with Mike Swanson right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Mike Swanson. Mike, do you expect energy prices to go up as winter creeps into Europe and Russia keeps their foot on the taps?
Well, I do think they can float up a little bit more, and I would note that the energy stocks are just about, or they may be the best performing sector all year, and they still are. Exxon made a new 52-week high 3 days ago, for example, and it's just like not even a percent off that level. The XLE ETF, which tracks energy stocks, same story. They're the best sector year to date. But I'll confess though that I piled in energy stocks in 2020 when, shortly after a week or two, that the futures market at the time, the price of oil went negative on the futures market. I thought that was going to be a major, major low. And I piled in. I bought Exxon. I bought Chevron. I bet about 20 of these things. But the confession is I sold in July because I want to get more cautious in my investment accounts. As the Fed was raising the rate of its hikes, the CRB Commodity Research Bureau Index, it was going into a correction. The silver price went below $21 an ounce. That was a big warning sign to me to be more cautious. So I sold a lot of my energy stocks, and I feel like I've lost my position. Because I don't like to buy stuff when they're on or just about on new, all-time highs. I kind of missed out, lost my position. But I do think they can do well, but I don't feel, I'm not trying to buy them myself. Unfortunately, I wish I'd never sold them. But I did. But there's other commodities and resource sectors that aren't on 52-week highs and are coming alive. The price of copper has really done well over the past couple months. And you can look for constructive chart patterns where most things have popped up in the past 2 or 3 weeks, but look for a pause. And then another breakout, as confirmation if you want to take a pure trading perspective. And you can get decent entry points. So to mention, I guess, one idea, something I bought, it's a big cap company, is Newmont Mining. Newmont Mining jumped up to about 47.5. It's now trading around 44.50. And it's likely to go sideways between those levels. And if it goes above 47.5 before the end of the year, I would expect a year-end rally. And you can look for that type of chart setup. And I think you can find a lot of them. But again, I'll just repeat that just look for stocks that are outperforming the S&P 500 that have been doing that, you know, since the Jackson Hole meeting in August or since Labor Day. You know, don't try to jump in Coinbase, or, you know, these crypto things thinking, oh, you know, the stock market can rally, so I'll buy this. If you buy laggards that tend to fall in the stock market as dips and then don't go up as much as stock market rallies, you will, you know, that's not what you want to be doing. You're likely to underperform the stock market. Look for stocks like that I own, another one, Wheaton Precious Metals. You know, it fell below 30 about 2 months ago, and it went up to right around 38, and now it's at 36.50. It can go, like I was saying, of Newmont. If it goes sideways here, 10% range, breaks out again for the end of the year, you're looking at a nice, you know, continuation rally. It's a good, simple entry point trading setup. And there's a lot of junior mining stocks in a similar pattern. I'm not going to mention them on air because, you know, a lot of them don't do a whole lot of volume, and if people want specific recommendations, you got other guests that do that, and you got companies, you know, that House Street's involved in and so forth that people should be looking at.
Has this been a very harsh lesson? Because one of the reasons you said you weren't a big fan of crypto is it was created out of nothing, and it could go to nothing. When you hold on to gold or real estate, they can go down in value, but there's still something you can get back with, we've seen with FTX and other exchanges now not letting people withdraw their funds. Is this a very harsh lesson for people, especially the Robin Hooders who never got into gold and silver in the first place?
Yeah, I'm hoping it's a wake-up call for them to start to do something different. But I would go back, we've been talking together for years, and one of the points I'd like to make about the crypto market is, well, I started out as an internet stock trader in the 90s, and most of those internet stocks don't even exist anymore. Like, the companies went bankrupt, and they were shady, and it just is what it was. But at the time, they were super hot. You could see stocks, a lot of stocks in 1999 trade for $10 one day and go up to 100 on the, you know, the next day. It was amazing. And those are the kind of movements that attracted people like me into day trading. And I think attracted these people over the past couple years to try to do, you know, that sort of stuff with the crypto coins. The thing is, the real important difference between silver and gold and crypto or internet stocks, for that matter, are call options. These are really instruments of pure price speculation. So you can make a killing if you're right, but if you're wrong, you can easily lose everything you put in. And, crypto has crashed before. And the claims that have been made about it, you know, never proven out. It's never replaced money. It's not a store of value. And as an investment, if you're trying to buy and hold something, which the older I've gotten, the more I try to do, and the irony is that it's actually easier to make money what I've found is it's easier to make money as an investor than as a speculator. The fast money is a bit of an illusion. because you have to engage in high risk to try to generate these big returns. When if you do a lot of low risk things, it does add up over time. You get compounding interest. You can buy, you know, Newmont, for example, is paying a dividend of at least 4%. You know, if people hear 4%, they don't get excited, but you add 4% onto what it might go up in it next year and compound that years after, it adds up. Look at Exxon, you know, same sort of story. That's one of the wonderful things about energy stocks is the big dividends. But the thing about gold and silver, the metals, even though they don't pay a dividend, the really wonderful thing about them from an investment standpoint, or to hold, you know, the ETFs in a portfolio, if you're not having the physical metal, but either way, is that they're less volatile than the stock market. You know, the NASDAQ was down over 30%, at one point this year. I think it's gonna, you know, go, I don't think this rally is gonna last forever. I think it'll break the lows of this year at some point. Might not happen till next year, but regardless, the NASDAQ was down a lot, and gold and silver, you know, really don't fall that much. In 2020, when the shutdowns happened and the stock market crashed, the S&P 500 fell over 30%, and the price of gold fell around 15%, half as much. And gold came back to make new highs that year, before the S&P 500 did. Gold is more stable than the stock market and has been outperforming the stock market since 2020. It's doing it this year. That means it's got, you know, less risk, more upside from here over the next 10 years on a percentage basis. So it's just a better investment. And then the mining stocks are more volatile than gold or silver, but they go up more when those metals go up. So I think it's actually a really exciting time to be involved in those markets from both the speculators' viewpoint, which is when you do focus on quicker returns, and you can get them in the right junior and exploration small caps, but you can also do more safe, less volatile investing with the metals or some of the big cap mining stocks. But I really think the metals are wonderful to own in a portfolio, especially now when you also have the bond market or bond markets, if you look at the entire world, all in horrible bear markets. That's one of the big things that's happened this year is the stock market and the bond market have both been in bear markets together. That's something that hasn't happened since really 1979, 1980. And it's the most devastating factor that's impacting the regular investor that's got their 401k or their IRA, that, you know, their 40-60 portfolios, and that 40-60, you know, 40% bonds, 60% stocks. It's doing the worst this year, decades. So it's not just the Robinhood person getting hurt this year, but you know, just about everybody. And the solution to escape this is frankly gold and silver, the simplest solution for what's happening in the bond market.
Mike, anything else we should be keeping a close eye on? What's happened to our Robinhooders that I know you like to comment on?
Well, there's less of them. That's what's happened. I mean, I saw the Robinhood company release earnings, and it showed that the number of transactions happening every month is now to the level it was 2 years ago. So I think there a lot of them have gotten wiped out this year, and this Bitcoin decline. Crypto decline is likely to be the end of a lot of the remaining ones.
Mike, thank you so much for chatting with us, and have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, and all your listeners also.
My guest has been Mike Swanson, editor of WallStreetWindow.com. If you have any questions for Mike or any of our other guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. We'll ask that question for you. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter at HowStreet. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.